Praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name, I want you to listen closely to this sermon. I want to talk about the power in the name of Jesus. You may have been hearing that there is power in the name of Jesus. But I want to really make you know what is this, what is the meaning of this name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want to first give you some testimony. By this testimony, you will know that you have to carry the name of Jesus with you every time. I said, I want to give a testimony. When I was not much a Christian, I was just going to church. I was always afraid of the witches and the wizards that are killing people. I was always afraid because all the people always said these people can kill. And there was always some attack against me from either sickness or from other disease. And that made me look for Jesus. I joined some of those prayerful churches. Because of this fear of sicknesses and fear of enemy. And we will pray and pray every night, every Saturday, and clap and do night vigils. But I was not a Christian. I was not born again at all. You that is listening to me, you may be in that same situation now. Where you are just going to church, you are just following church activities. And you want God to be protecting your life and delivering you. When you are not born again, you are just like a beggar, begging God for mercy and for deliverance, for help. And beggars, they are not children of the people that you are begging from. And you can be classified like a thief just wanting to snatch something from God. But God wants you to be his son and his daughter. It is when you accept Jesus and you are born again, then you become his son or his daughter.
When I read Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
And that's why I say that in those days I was just a church member and I was asking God for help and for mercy. My testimony goes forth like this. While I was doing this and I was praying, I was trusting God, trying to trust God. I forget to those soldiers. And that woman was running after me, wanting me to not to get to the soldiers. She wanted to stop me. And then when I was about 15 to 20 years from those soldiers, I noticed that those soldiers, they saw me running, but they didn't do anything to help me. They behaved as if they didn't see me. Those soldiers behave as if they didn't see the woman pursuing me at all. But I was running towards them. I knew that if I could get to them, the woman would not be able to get me. And the woman was running to stop me from getting to the soldiers.
Anokona akwe mede o ma ori me se kinari yokona ye.
This was in my dream.
Imi na anaga akin o.
And I remember I was struggling and something was pulling me back. I couldn't run like I wanted to.
Iyere ga ka boru le bo imame ti rule mun de mi so na si me yeke.
Then when I was about 15 years from the soldiers, like I said,
Oide keke ni me se kinari yokoni ye.
I wanted to look back to see how far the woman was from me.
Ena oni yeke ni gebe no kona gi rese hebi yeke me.
Maybe I still have enough time to get to those soldiers.
Ware aye mege kire ni aya se kinari yokona ye.
When I look back,
yeke.
Then I noticed that the woman's hand was right at my shoulder.
Me wage oboko ni awari me.
She already stretched forth her hand. She already stretched forth her hand to grab me by the neck.
Iye owa ni obo no wa di me ho yi ne.
When I look back and I saw her hand by my neck,
e de go obo wa owa se hui me.
A terrible fear fell upon me.
Oh, hand na wa mo me.
In that fear,
oh honey,
I screamed.
And I was so.
I screamed, Jesus.
And I went, Jesus.
When I screamed like that, just once,
he was so very upa.
The woman was shocked.
Oh, honey, oh, honey, wa mo ye ben electric wa mo magba.
The soldiers they started running towards me.
Abi yoko ena kabo arule bume de.
They were running like a race towards me.
Iye na wa kabo aruleve na rulevo gbe stadium.
When the woman saw them coming,
oko na I begin a day.
She pulled her hand back.
Ona the boys yeke.
She turned back and fled.
Ona fieke wure gbe ona tolemo.
And the soldiers they just kept pursuing her. They passed me and were pursuing her.
Abe yoko na wa swan ko fo ni hia o.
Then I was saved.
Ere ni me na mi mi pa.
I was at peace.
Ofuri na do agbe mero.
I started going inside the house of those soldiers.
Ena la owa ga be sogiani.
I went inside the house of those soldiers.
Ena la owa bi yokoni.
There will I stay.
E ba ni han to tie you.
Because I was not going to go back to the world anymore.
E me we gbe ri eke na be na na mi mi
tan. From that day I know.
Kedere opa.
That name of Jesus.
Even ni Jesus Christ
is the commanding tone for the soldiers of heaven. Remember I said before I call upon Jesus, they didn't do anything for me.
When it came to Jesus Christ, he am we rock by me.
When I thought they should come and help, they didn't behave as if they see me at all.
Me tell we are your body me yan dege me ma yan awu woman yan ma dege me.
But when I screamed and called Jesus,
we so te ni Jesus Christ.
Then the soldiers were commanded immediately and they started coming.
That's why
I'm telling you that there is power in the name of Jesus.
There
is deliverance in the name of Jesus. In fact, Jesus is the head of all principalities and powers.
Jesus Christ is the head of all principalities and powers.
Jesus Christ is the one that seated in heavenly places.
Your total year in your fumegbe.
And we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Mare gwel total year in your fumegbe.
When you now accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
Unari Jesus Christ yeko wona do ayan no nyawo eh.
You also become a soldier as now he has made us a soldier to deliver other people.
Again we were do ay obiyoku owo salobo anu we ameri mi fani mani ke.
Jesus Christ has made me a soldier now. That's why I can tell you to come to Jesus also.
Jesus Christ be yi mekin obiyoku oge oni o se me na tamu we nu we dori Jesus Christ yeko we o. Praise God.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
E ti ware ni Jesus Christ.
Let me read it for you again.
Gwete ma won we be
in the book of Proverbs,
Ebenatia, Proverbs
chapter 18. Let's read verse 10 there. Let's see what the wisest man in the world said.
Solomon
was writing this.
Solomon,
he said, the name of the Lord
is
a strong tower.
Kenowa kabo you no.
The righteous runneth into it.
Ave mani me huwa me ya rule ya rule la we.
And is saved.
Me faronia.
Did you hear what I just told you about my testimony?
When he met him work by him no swing with the mina.
The name of Jesus is that high tower.
Any Jesus Christ, you know what you say here.
When I was just running towards the soldiers, nothing helped me at all.
Mega rule bo ave yokoni here emi ropa ma usunu me.
But when I call upon Jesus,
Merite ni Jesus Christi.
That name alone is the commanding tone.
Enini ori etini avi yokwogo sa.
For the army of heaven.
Ori yokwogo sa emi ofun igbe.
And they came to my help.
Ena rule bo me ade ri yo bo me.
I can tell you more testimonies.
Avie no what to wear on the car. I have met it amawe.
Before I finish this sermon, I will tell you another testimony.
When it take pori ni romana fo ya we to be amawe.
You may know that there is power in the name of.
Ni we make na ere. The
proverb says the name of the Lord is an high tower.
He said,
but the righteous. Remember, only the righteous can be saved in it. So you have to be righteous. And that name will be delivering you when you are righteous. But how can you be righteous? When the Bible said all our filthy rags are like filthy rags before God. Then how can you be righteous? Then I want to tell you another secret about Jesus. It is Jesus that is making us righteous.
Jesus Christ,
it is Jesus that can make you righteous.
Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
It is the righteousness of Jesus that we, the old man race, can cling to. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Like I was saying,
Veniga Atai.
I said there is power in the name of Jesus.
Jesus Christi.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There is deliverance in that name of Jesus.
Emi Jesus Christi.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let's look at it this way.
Gimare Evenyana.
If you have known some people that are mighty men on earth, if you have heard stories about men that are of renown, men that control people, if they want to send some people on an errand, because they are so confident of themselves, even if there are some people that could be disturbing these servants, mighty men, they will say, I send you. You go and tell them that me, I send you. That means that mighty man is expecting the people to respect his name. That is how the name of Jesus is respected in the spirit world.
I
say, mighty men, when they send people on errand, they will say, you tell them that it is me that sent you.
They
give them my name, they will obey.
And
that is the same thing that Jesus Christ does. Now let's look at it in another way. In the book of Exodus,
Exodus
chapter
3,
in verse 13, when God was going to send Moses on an errand, Moses was afraid. And I will come back to this particular verse again in a moment.
Me I will be at the mana.
When God wanted to send Moses on an errand,
but Osahaige Moses in Oria Yeso.
In Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
Where Benatia Exodus in Uweha Uvien Uwea Keke Wene.
Moses said unto God.
Moses in Atamosa.
Say, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel.
In a boy, in my Israel,
and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you.
And
they shall say to me, what is his name? He said, what shall I say unto them? Did
you
see that? Moses wanted to say, who are you that sent me? The name is very important.
Moses now only know that any or walk or any issue I know but who can agree.
I say, mighty men, they send their name on errand.
Ave mani neogidigani enia or emino guania via riva.
They expect people to respect their name.
Ya mwebeko we mana enia ya mubuko toninia.
Even if they themselves are not around, they expect the people to respect their name.
Via riva ya mwebeko we emara de yoboni mania gyo.
That is why Jesus Christ's name is above all names.
On your say, ni Jesu Christi o eni no say ni ya.
That is why every knee shall bow to that name of Jesus. But something that is even bigger than that is what I'm going to tell you later. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Because when God wanted to talk to Moses, God answered him and said, tell them that I am sent you. Because God is greater than anything else. Well, let me go further in this name, the power in the name of Jesus. I said there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
What is your problem? What do you need today? Just take the name of Jesus with you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And that name is above all names.
Enini also in here.
Let me read the epistle of John to you, chapter 3.
John
in
1
John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Be o kaoge John unwe ha keke.
He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we should be called the sons of God.
Natima ebiosa.
Therefore the world knoweth us not because they knew him not. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
See, we are sons of God. Only when you are joined to God through his name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. I said earlier, I said, when mighty men want to send people on errand, they normally send their name. So they don't have to be present, but if their name is present, every knee must obey that name. Let's see, when Jesus Christ wanted to send the apostles out to go and preach, he gave them his name.
Hey, Jesus Christ,
the same way he sent me to preach this message to you. He said in Mark chapter 16. In verse 17.
And
these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Jesus Christ said, in his name,
we
cast out devils.
Jesus fwa.
That is, we should go, we when we go for, we pray for people in the name of Jesus.
Mana gbori nyina ma ma leru ne ma be ni Jesus Christ.
Because that name is above all names.
Unda eni ni o se ni ya.
When we command evil spirits to come out in the name of Jesus, they obey.
Mana habesu pa be gbo won na re ola dian be ni Jesus Christ.
Because that is the name of the Almighty God.
Unda ni eni o wo sa.
You may say, what? You say that is the name of the Almighty God? Yes, I say that is the name of the Almighty God. I'm going to tell you a secret here, why the name of Jesus is powerful.
Because
that is the name of God Almighty that we want to worship. In the book of Exodus,
Exodus
chapter 23, verse
21.
God was telling Moses,
Moses,
he said he will send an angel before Moses. And God said, my name is in that angel.
Don't
make that angel angry. So just respect that angel because my name is in him.
I said,
mighty men, they send people on errand, they put their name with him.
Abe vagbona emani no one tini ya meti gema unya rinia ne.
That was why God told Moses that my name is in that angel.
On your zero sanaka me Moses ire enime ore agelini.
In the book of Psalm 9 verse 10.
Ebenatie Psalm unwe in keke uvien igbe.
Psalm 9 verse 10. David was saying this.
David,
he said, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. When you know the name of the Almighty God, you will be able to rest in him. Like I told you my testimony before, when I knew that name of Jesus, after I called that name of Jesus in the dream, and I saw what the name of Jesus did for me, and I said that wicked woman that wanted to kill me ran back and fled. From that day forward, I didn't have any of those troubles anymore. That is how you also have to know the name of Jesus. We that know the name of the Almighty God like that, we put our trust in him. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 6,
Jeremiah,
he said the name of Almighty God is great might. The name of the Almighty God is great might. People have been saying, what is the name of God? They didn't know that the name of God is Jesus. He said, how do I prove that to you in the Bible? Let me prove it to you in a quick, short form in the Bible.
Right,
I said, the name of God is Jesus. Do you know that God has manifested to people in this world before, many times before Jesus Christ came? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I said people have been, there were many occasions when God manifested to people on this planet.
In
the book of Micah chapter 5 verse 2. That prophet Micah was telling about the Messiah, when the Messiah shall be born. He said the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
Messiah
Bethlehem. But he went further and said something about this Messiah. Let me read it to you. He said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah."
Bethlehem, and Ephratah.
He said, "Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah."
He said,
"Yet out of thee shall come forth the ruler in Israel."
Whose
goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. The prophet was saying that this ruler, who is the Messiah, has been from of old. In short, he was telling us that it was the same Messiah that was talking through all the Old Testament.
Go and read it by yourself.
In the book of Genesis chapter 32.
Genesis,
verse 29. Jacob was talking to God.
Jacob na go sagwa.
Bible said an angel was wrestling with Jacob.
Jacob vin.
And Jacob said, "What is your name, an angel?"
Jacob na no why anyway.
And the angel said, "His name is to be kept secret." Jacob said he has seen God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In another place with Moses. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 that I read earlier. Moses said, "What will I tell them? What is your name that I will tell them?" God said, "Just tell them that I am, has sent you." In another place, in the book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 17, the Bible said an angel appeared to Manoah when Samson was to be born. And they asked him, "What is your name, so that when this thing takes place, we can give praise to you?" "Why are you asking after my name? Because it's secret." All through the Old Testament, God kept his name secret. Why? They call him God, which is a description. They call him Jehovah, which is a description. Because he wanted to keep that name secret for the salvation of mankind. Because he planned to reveal that name in the hand so that every knee will bow to that name. And then Jesus Christ came. He said, "I come in my Father's name." In John chapter 17, verse 26, Jesus Christ said, "I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it." What is the name that Jesus Christ declared that he said we should use to pray? Like I said, Mark chapter 16, verse 17. He said, "In my name shall they cast out devils." That is why we can pray and command people and command devils in the name of Jesus, and they obey us. I want you to take the name of Jesus with you right now and
henceforth.
And I'm going to pray for you right now in the name of that Jesus. Because every knee bow to that name of Jesus. Jesus bless you that are listening right now. In the name of Jesus
Christ.
I want you to write to me.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we see you again next time. In Jesus' name.